Here's what's ahead of us on The Balanced Word.
When I look at this story of Gideon here in Judges 6, 7, and 8, I do question, what role does fear have in my life? And what risks am I willing to take? How am I calculating odds? And then again, finally, am I getting too comfortable? And is that causing me to sit back and ease up and coast until I land? See, I don't want to do that.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands and the instrument I play. Wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
Discovering balance, living through the Word of God. This is The Balanced Word with Dave Rolfe. We're going through the Bible, looking at key Bible stories along the way. Today's story is found in Judges 6 through 8 and features Gideon. He's best known for one huge victory that he experienced over the Midianites through God's power. But what you may not know is the latter part of his life wasn't so good. Pastor Dave has noticed a few lessons we can take away from the life and story of Gideon, and the first has to do with fear.
Now, in our lives, we experience certain fears. There are natural fears that you have. When you're younger, a roller coaster looks scary. And you can envision it going off the tracks. You can envision flying out of it. But when you do it, I mean, there's nothing more tragic than the person who's with your group who says, I'll sit there on the bench and take pictures as you guys go flying around. And they come off and they're like, whoa, that was awesome. And you're like, yeah. But eventually, you get to the point, like, I've ridden every roller coaster I've ever seen, probably, and now I'm not so afraid of roller coasters. Now I just realize I'm going to be sore and for a long time after I do it, and I've done it before, I don't need to do it again. But how sad if you spend your life avoiding roller coasters, because faith is getting on a roller coaster and taking risks and taking chances. And God constantly warns us through scriptures, do not make choices based on fear. Fear is a liar, and fear will hold you back from your potential, from what God could do in your lives. And for Gideon at any point, he was afraid. But if he had chosen to make a decision based on his fear, the children of Israel would have remained enslaved to the Midianites. And God turned that fear around. God was saying, you're afraid of superstitious fake gods, but you're not afraid of pleasing me by taking a risk. And that's what Hebrews says, without faith, you cannot please God, which means if you are not taking risks, you are not pleasing God. It's as simple as that. And Gideon's story lets us know we need to be willing to get on the roller coaster. Now, some of you have experienced this in your lives. Any of you who have started your own business or changed careers or gone back to school or had kids or, you know, there's so many things that we do that's like, this is scary and it could go really bad. And yet, the best things that will ever happen in your life, the things that totally please God, are when he sees you saying, God, I think you want me to do this, so I'm going to go for it. It's an adventure, and sometimes the stuff you fear actually happens, but you should be more afraid of living a risk-free life than you are afraid of taking risks with God. And so I see that just so profoundly in this story. It makes me want to go for it. It makes me want to extend myself, to take an opportunity to risk something, to risk everything if necessary, in order to experience the thrill of victory, the exhilaration of having accomplished something that God has called me to accomplish. You can't listen to fear. A second thing that I see here is that, you know, the odds were against him. Everything that he did, the odds are it wouldn't work. But odds are meaningless when it comes to God. They don't mean a thing because God plus anybody becomes a majority. And the majority from our perspective, is almost always wrong. If you do what everyone else is doing, you will be insignificant. But being willing to take that risk, being willing to step out, you find out God will back you. I'm convinced sometimes, and I don't understand everything about how God's sovereignty works and things like that, but I'm convinced of one thing. When God sees us taking crazy risks, sometimes he just has our back and bails us out just because he loves us. If we're not taking those kinds of risks, then the odds are against us, because living a safe life is a good way to live a meaningless life. We need to get to the point where we realize anything is possible with God. Because the alternative to that is to just stop taking risks and to say, okay, what I want to do now, I've accomplished certain things, and now I just want to preserve my capital. Now I just want to coast. I've hit a peak, and like Gideon, I'm just going to do whatever I do on my final approach to the end of my life. And then I'll be okay. But we're not designed that way. We're designed to defy odds. We're designed to take risks. And God is with us. Always when people say, oh, I'm afraid, God goes, well, I'm with you. He did that with Moses. He does it with Gideon. So where is it that in my life I am doing things that require him to show up to bail me out? Where is it that I am saying, I am doing this, and it looks crazy to people? Am I willing to do that? The alternative is just start dying now. Just go into a retirement program. God doesn't have anyone retire. He wants us to continue to advance. Bob Dylan in one of his songs says, he not busy being born is busy dying. And, a Dallas professor, Howie Hendricks from Dallas Seminary, the late Howard Hendricks, said one time, he said, when you get to the point where your memories are more exciting than your dreams, you've started to die. That happens because we don't understand odds don't matter to God. In fact, if anything, he loves to defy the odds because then he can get the glory. So what kind of life we're living, how we make our choices, our life decisions, determine whether, like Gideon, we have a big boom, and now we're just hoping that that'll take us through to the end. We made our killing, and now we're basically done, and we have to get really safe and protect ourselves so that we can just endure and last. That's not what God has for our lives. I don't care how old you are or how young you are, when you stop risking, when you stop defying the odds, there's something in you that starts to die. The odds are always with you if God is on your side, if he is calling you, if he is speaking to you. So you have to really listen to his voice. But if there is nothing in your life right now that you are risking, I would suggest that you're squandering your potential. You might be old Gideon. Now, he ended up living for 40 years, but it was all about that one victory. Do you really want to do that? Do you really want to just say that, yeah, the glory years, man, I remember back then. When you hear someone share their testimony and it's all about what God did 40 years ago, and you just look at them and go, really? I can't even see you smoking pot. Oh, yeah, but God took it away. When you can't say, here's what God's doing in my life right now, that's an indication that somewhere along the line, you stopped taking risks and you gave in to the odds. You began to play it safe. The story of Gideon challenges me greatly to not ever look at the odds and play it safe, but to always be ready to take a risk, to take a chance, to defy faith, to look fear in the eye, and to say, I'm going for this. It's why the old TV show Fear Factor was so cool. They made people do things that they were afraid of. They were all totally harmless. But in the end, the person who won by facing their fears, Joe Rogan would say, that you're the champion, and evidently fear is not a factor for you. So what if we looked at our lives that way? Did we play it safe? Did we settle? Or did we continue to defy fear and exercise faith and live our lives defeating the odds regularly with God on our side. And that's huge in this story. There's one other thing that I think is important for us to get here as well, and it's the lesson of the entire book of Judges. The book of Judges was a dark time in the history of Israel. It says in several places that during this period of time, which was after Joshua and before Saul and David, everyone did what was right in their own eyes. They just did what they wanted to do. They played it safe. Because of that, morally, it was corrupt. But every once in a while, because they were defiant and they just rolled over for the culture and the gods that were around them, God would allow the children of Israel to come under the rule of another nation. It happened over and over again. In this case, with Gideon, it was the Midianites. But what would happen is they would be overrun by someone. They would finally get desperate enough that they would cry out to God. They would get to the point where they say, I got nothing to lose. God, please help. And God would respond. And he would raise a leader up. They called them judges, but they're really just leaders. Raise someone up and lead them toward a victory. And then there would be a period of time when they enjoyed prosperity because of the victory. Here in the book of Judges, after the death of Joshua, we see there was a guy named Othniel in Judges chapter 3, who the Lord, it says in verse 7 of Judges chapter 3, so the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and Asherahs. Therefore, the Lord was angry against them, hot against Israel, sold them into the hand of this king of Mesopotamia, and they served this guy for 8 years. Then the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. The Lord raised up a deliverer for the children of Israel who delivered them, and that was a guy named Othniel. He gave them deliverance, it says in verse 11, for 40 years. 40 years of peace through Othniel. Then the same thing happened in verse 12. The children of Israel again did evil. God raised up Ehud, this left-handed guy that stabbed this really fat king. It's kind of a cool story. And then again, at that time, they had 80 years of peace and prosperity before they again, it started all over again. You have in chapter 4, Deborah and Barak, who brought 40 years of prosperity to them. And then it brings us to the Midianites and Gideon and all. And throughout the rest of the book, it's this cycle that keeps going on. That cycle might sound familiar to you because it's a very typical human cycle. It's a cycle that says, I am blessed, so I become complacent, and things get worse, and when I'm desperate, I cry out to God and he delivers me. For most of us, when we actually surrendered to God, it was because we were in a really down time. Not everyone, but most of us probably were at a time when it was like desperation time. So we cry out to God and God began to work in our lives. We saw cool things happening. Then we got kind of comfortable and we got complacent. We kind of slack off. Next thing we know, we're being overrun. Now, somehow we shifted in our priorities. And now we're in desperation again. And when it gets bad enough, we begin to cry out to God again, and the cycle continues. It's a cycle that many of us have gone through in our lives several times. It's a cycle that our nation has gone through historically, that in many ways the world continues to go through it. But that's the cycle of Judges. So in all of these stories, the thing that really catches my interest is the danger of comfort. The danger of those times when everything is going okay. When Gideon's just a dude trying to thrash wheat in the wine press, he's not marrying a bunch of women, having affairs with a bunch of other women, making an idol. He's just a guy trying to survive. But after this great victory that the Lord gave him, and even after this incredible step of faith by saying, I refuse to be your king. And then he gets comfortable and slacks off. And the rest of his life was kind of a disgrace. And ultimately his illegitimate son, would become a ruler for a short time by killing all of his other kids, and then he gets killed and his line is cut off. It goes back to the best thing for us is generally not comfort, is not luxury, is not being satisfied and settling in. Those are the dangerous times when we can coast, when we don't have to balance our checking account anymore. We just know there's money there. We can write checks. We can, you know, we can do everything we need to do. We, you know, we go through the store and get kind of depressed because we already have everything in it. And it's like, be careful, because we are designed for faith. And faith means taking risks, defying odds, going out there with our lives. And once we get to a certain point, we don't need to take risks anymore. And I would suggest to you, if right now your life is scary, that might be a good place for you. If right now you are desperate, cry out to God. And he may be just about to do something awesome in your life. But on the other side of that, if things have been pretty easy for a while, be careful. Because the times of comfort over and over again become the biggest hazard to our health and well-being, because we start to assume that, hey, everything's okay, good. We've been through our tough times. Yep, they were back then. Now I have stories from back then. So what do? You can't help it that you're comfortable. Well, what risks does God want you to take? Maybe you have more to lose now, but the thing you have to lose the most is to just fritter the rest of your life away so that then you can have as much as you can to leave for your kids so that it'll ruin their lives. Or you can go, I don't want to ever stop taking chances. I don't want to ever stop defying the odds. I always want to hear God's voice, and I always want to be kind of out there doing things that will fail if God doesn't show up. That will keep you young and energized. That will keep God working in your life. And sometimes it may be costly. And sometimes you may lose a lot of that capital that you were depending on, but it might be the best investment that you could ever make, is having to be hungry again, having to think about it, to make decisions that challenge your life, to get back on the roller coaster and to go for it. And when I look at this story of Gideon here in Judges 6, 7, and 8, I do question, what role does fear have in my life? And what risks am I willing to take? How am I calculating odds? And then again, finally, am I getting too comfortable? And is that causing me to sit back and ease up and coast until I land? See, I don't want to do that. I think of Gideon. As much as he accomplished, it brought 40 years of peace. But what could have happened if, while having momentum, he goes, now let's take out everyone else and let's go get all the land that the people under Joshua failed to take. I want more battles. I want more effort. I want to take more chances. The spirit of a guy who, even at 80 years old, Caleb, said, I want to take on the giants in the land. Man, Gideon, with this kind of momentum and this kind of loyalty and having the realization, look at what God did. And not only that, everyone in the area of Canaan was scared to death of him because of what they had accomplished. Oh, how much more he could have accomplished. And I don't want to be that guy that goes, woohoo, that was great. Now that's going to be my legacy. I want my legacy to be, I'm going down fighting. I am going down risking. I want to, until the last breath that is within me, I want to be pleasing God. And the only way to please God is with faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You stop risking, you stop pleasing God. And this story just resonates that truth for all of us. Now, maybe there are people here today who have never actually reached out and given their lives to God. And so you're going, yeah, you know, my life, it's had its ups and downs, so I guess I'm kind of in common with you, but I don't really think God has anything to do with it. Let's face it. You're not getting younger. You're not getting richer. You're not getting smarter. The longer you stay on this earth doing things your own way and fearing all the wrong things, the greater chance there is of you just frittering into insignificance. And you know that. You feel it. It's happening. But God invites you, invites all of us, to go, what risk do I take next? What chance can I take? Where can I defy the odds? Where can I demonstrate faith? I will not quit. But that has to happen when you have God on your side. If you don't have a relationship with God, then the odds are just against you. It's never worked well. No one ever lives their whole life and at the end says, I'm really glad that God had nothing to do with me. Someday, the Bible says, every knee is going to bow. So you can either choose to bow now and get on this roller coaster of an exciting, exhilarating, you know, vivacious walk with God, or you can just keep frittering your life away. And it may look risky because you go, well, if I give my life to God, I'm afraid he'll make me into a weirdo. Is that what you're afraid of? Being a weirdo? You're already a weirdo. But you should be afraid of squandering the opportunity to make a difference for eternity. Here's the deal, real simple. Jesus Christ, who is God, he was the guy that talked to Gideon. He came and gave his life for us. He died for us so that our sins could be forgiven. He rose again, showing us that death had been defeated. And he calls us. And he says, I just want to hang out with you. I want to take you on an adventure. Get on the roller coaster with me. And it's going to be crazy. But there are going to be times when maybe you throw up. But there are going to be times when you just have that feeling of, man, look at what happened. Look at what God did. Do you want that kind of an adventure? And then to spend an eternity in heaven. That's what he promises. That's where he says the roller coaster ends. Not before, not anywhere else. And if you'd like that life, he's waiting for you. You have your ticket in your hand and you can choose. Do you want that life? Do you want your sins to be forgiven? Or do you just want to keep leaking your life away until it's over and hope you survive something and then you don't know what's going to happen to you later? Take the chance and give your life to Jesus Christ today. If there's something inside of you that's going, oh, maybe that's true, maybe that's true. That's God actually, his Holy Spirit, drawing you to him. If that's you, do it today. Get right with God. There'll be people down here in the front who would love to pray with you and get you started on this adventure. I pray that you'll make that choice. You're not going anywhere otherwise.
You're listening to The Balanced Word. In addition to being our teacher on the program, Dave Rolfe is the pastor of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. We're going through the Bible right now in a series called Bible Stories. We have these messages archived for you at thebalancedword.com. Or call and request today's message on CD at 949-362-7475. And as a special appreciation gift for your donation of $10 or more, The Balanced Word is pleased to send you all of these messages in this Bible Story series on a USB thumb drive. You'll hear some of the Bible's greatest stories from Genesis through Revelation. To make a secure donation, go to thebalancedword.com or call 949-362-7475. And don't forget to ask for the Bible Story series as you give. Again, we're at thebalancedword.com. And we'd like to take this time to invite you to Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel. Our Sunday morning service times are at 8, 9:45, and 11:30. Again, we're at ccpacifichills.org if you'd like more information. Or if you're outside of the area, you can watch our live stream right there at ccpacifichills.org. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. With this parting challenge, here again is Pastor Dave.
Maybe some of us have just kind of coasted. Stop coasting and start roller coasting. Get back in there and take some risks and step out and try things that are doomed for failure unless God shows up, and live your life being more afraid of living by fear than you're afraid of anything else. Walk by faith and please God. And that's the life that he has for us. And Gideon inspires us. And we can do what Gideon did, and we can finish way better than he finished.
Our next Bible story features Samson. We'll have that for you on the next Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Raw. This program is brought to you by Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands. And yeah.